Thanks, Rafael. Obrigado a todos, obrigado a todos os nossos ouvintes por esta conferência, por estarem conosco durante todas as 3 horas. Vamos começar a minha apresentação. Antes de tudo, como um cristão ortodoxo, nesse tempo de Páscoa, começamos sempre as nossas falas com a saudação pascal. Cristo ressuscitou. Christos vos Christ is risen. Dear friends, colleagues, brothers and comrades, my most sincere gratitude to each of you for this event. As a member of Nova Resistência, I'm immensely grateful to Professor Alexander Dugin and his team, the International Russophile Movement, and the Chinese friends of the Pinker Forum for making this event a true pillar for the construction of the multipolar world. I think this conference is precisely the model we went of a new world. Often people think multipolarity means ideas such as isolationism or less integration between nations, but it has nothing to do with what we think about multipolarity. In recent decades, we were led to believe that liberal globalization was the greatest advance in human history. Integrating peoples, cultures, and civilizations in a kind of world of greater mutual respect between people and greater level of tolerance for difference. But we know this is a lie. Globalization is a false concept. It has never existed, as in the academic terms. Globalization is nothing more than Westernization. And we only use the word globalization precisely because the West has somehow become global. With the end of the Cold War and the victory of the US, we absolutely lost the geographical and ideological perception in our minds. Liberalism has become nature itself, and the West become the globe itself. What was once ideological became normal and natural, and what was once modern Western civilization became global civilization itself. But it didn't take long for us to remember the words of Proudhon and Carl Schmitt: whoever invokes humanity wants to cheat. In the years following the victory of the capitalist West, wars of aggression, invasions, and all kinds of imperialist actions began around the world. Wars were waged in the name of what they called humanity. And so we, the non-Western peoples of the world, realized very quickly that we were not really the members of that global civilization, of that humanity. We realized that globalization was not a peaceful thing, but a violent process of forced domination of all peoples, guaranteed by wars and terror. And it was at that moment that when we understood we were alone, we understood that the Western powers would not come to our rescue and save us from the misery and chaos to which they themselves have subjected us. It was also then that we realized that to overcome such a situation, we needed to unite, to cooperate with each other, and rewrite the history of nations. This awareness that we, the non-Western peoples, only had each other made us gradually recognize that everything we had been taught was wrong. It made us see that we did not live in any kind of global civilization without borders, but in our determined physical geographic spaces, filled with our symbols, with our language, with our culture, our religion. It made us acknowledge that we were not the outsiders of a global union because of our position. Such a union called humanity by them. But that we are the true humanity in the full sense of the term, the qualitative harmony of all peoples. And only then we were able to begin our march towards freedom. This march is above all mental and spiritual. Our war starts in our minds and in our hearts. It is there that we must free ourselves from the main Western chants And until this is done, we will not be able to face the physical battles properly. As long as we are colonized in our minds and spirits, no matter how much our countries and civilizations have some kind of formal sovereignty, we will remain hostage to our oppressors. So I consider this event, therefore, the result of this human consciousness that we are developing here. The result of the Great Awakening, which makes us realize that we, in fact, are the humanity and not them, not the globalists. So this is precisely what I mean by multipolarity, the human awakening, the awareness that we are together in a war against those who went to subjugate, colonize, and annihilate us. That is why we must always be together, united, integrated, and exchanging perspectives and knowledge. We have a lot to learn and to learn again from each other, and this conference is proof of that. Of course, we know that ideas are not enough, and that there is also the physical war. We know that right now, our heroes are sacrificing their lives on the battlefield to fight for multipolarity. And we honor their necessary work beyond everything. However, we must also have in our minds that this is a mental and spiritual war, and that our philosophers and our saints are the number one enemies of the globalists. So thank you all for this conference. And this is the birth date of the multipolar world.